flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:48. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is 10 degrees outside. That is the high for today. That's the high. But still, I tell you, this takes dedication. This takes dedication. I saw it and I didn't know what was going on. I remember when I first moved to Minnesota, I was like, why all those people outside digging in the snow, digging in the cold? What is happening over here? Did somebody lose something? I just remember I was living in St. Paul, the first house we ever bought on Burns Avenue in 94, between White Bear and 1061. And then we're at the park right down the street from our house where we always went walking on the trail. And I'm like, what in the world is happening? This is ridiculous. All these people, did they lose something? So I remember getting some nosy. I pulled up and they were like, we're looking for the medallion. And I said, Lord have mercy, what kind of medallion is it? Did Michael Jackson come over here and lose a medallion? Because he was still alive at the time. I didn't know what was going on. What kind of medallion would have grown adult men, women, and some of their children out in sub-zero temperatures hunting? Well, I later found out it was a 2024 Pioneer Press treasure hunt. And guess what, y'all? It is underway again. The medallion has been hidden. New hints are published every day until Thursday, February 1st, or until the medallion is found. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm not really good with clue games like the charades, or where you have to tell a clue and then you have to guess and all this stuff. That's not my area of expertise, right? And there's some people that are really, really good with clue games. And so what I would do, if I was trying to find the hidden medallion in this year's Pioneer Press treasure hunt, where you could win $10,000. $10,000. That's why they was digging. I didn't know. I was about to make fun of them. And then by the time they told me what was going on, I was out there digging too. So this is the thing. So if you're not really good with clues like me, if you're not that good, just ride around and find the people digging and start digging with them. You don't have to worry about it. Just ride around to, you know, neighborhood and you see a bunch of people digging and looking around. Just get out and look, too, because they figured out the clue. You don't have to. You just go where they go. It's kind of like when you're on a Price is Right and you're down there in Contestants Row and there's somebody who's really good at bidding what the cost of the washing machine is or the blender or the jewelry that the lovely Diane is holding. And they say $8.95. And you say $8.96. Because you had no idea how much it was, but $8.95 sounds great. Turns out it was $900, and you get up to the Showcase Showdown, and they still down in contestants row. This is not cheating. This is being resourceful. So, if you want to participate in the 2024 Pioneer Press Treasure Hunt Medallion, and you want to win at $10,000, and you're not good with clues like I am, just ride around, look for people digging in a park or a neighborhood or on the side of the road, get out and start digging too. Now, they say that the best way to do this is follow the clues. They say they publish the new hints every Thursday or until the medallion is found. They're supposed to cut off February 1st. But you know what? Folks are so smart in Minnesota. They never go all the way to the end, right? And here's the next clue, because I want y'all to win at $10,000. They said the medallion is hidden on public land in Ramsey County, with a few exceptions. The medallion will not be hidden on the state capitol grounds, so don't go to the capitol with your shovels, because I don't want nobody to think we're having an insurrection or something, okay? It won't be at Como Zoo, Rice Park, or Mounds Park. So that's what they're letting us know. It will also not be under any skating surfaces. They don't want you digging up, tearing up the concrete to find the medallion. They said no golf courses. So don't go over there ruining the golf courses in Ramsey County, because you're shoveling the snow and you're messing up the grass trying to dig up the medallion, because it won't be there. Now, this one, I don't know if we can abide by this. If we're digging for $10,000, I might not be able to follow rule number three that they have for the Pioneer Press Medallion Treasure Hunt. They said be courteous. They says, please do not destroy anything to find the medallion. And this is how for real they are about it. They said, we're serious about this. When you are hunting, you must abide by all the laws and requests of police officers. Folks don't want to hear anything the police have to say. We got $10,000 on the line. I just spent all my money on my kids' Christmas toys. The mortgage is overdue. And underneath here somewhere is a $10,000 medallion. So I don't know. I don't know if I could be courteous. They said be a courteous hunter. And I was just like, I'm not sure. So I'm going to skip over number three. Number four, they said some fine print. No purchase is necessary. And if the medallion is not found by 11:59 p.m. on February 1st, 2024, the hunt ends and the Pioneer Press may donate the money to a local charity. Who wants that? Who wants that? We want that money. Now, they said that if you find the medallion, promptly call the phone number on the back of the medallion. Now, it's just me. I don't trust people. Okay? So if I was out there and I found the medallion, I would not tell anybody until I got home. I was like, hey, y'all, I'm just tired. Yeah, I'm just going to go lay down. Oh, it's been a long day. I'm going to leave my shovel and everything. In fact, I'm going to leave my car. I'm just going to run home because I got that adrenaline. I don't know if I would call and tell everybody while I'm out there. Because, you know, you out there with a bunch of treasure hunters. Everybody done turned into a winter pirate. I don't think that I would let anybody know. So they said there's a phone number on the back. Call that number. They said if you find the medallion itself, you can win $2,500 plus another $2,500. If you bring in all the published daily clues, you can clip them or copy them from the Pioneer Press or reprint it from their website. And if you have a registered Pioneer Press treasure hunt patch, when you find the medallion, you can win an additional $5,000 for a maximum prize of $10,000. So this is kind of like when I was on Ellen's Game of Games and they said you could win $100,000. You can't just win $100,000. First, you got to go through round one. Then you got to go through round two. Then you got to go through round three. And then you got to go through round four before you actually sit down with Ellen to answer the questions to get to the $100,000. I didn't make it out of round one. So it was really difficult for me to figure out how anybody was going to win $100,000. Mm-hmm. We had to go through all these rounds. So in order to get the maximum prize of $10,000. You're going to have to bring all the clues, clip a copy of them, right? Then get the registered patch. That way, when you find the medallion, you'll get the maximum prize. Because I want you to get all, I don't want you to find the medallion, turn it in, and only get $2,500 because you didn't have the clues, right? You didn't have the patch. You got to have all those things in order to get the maximum prize. And who, I know you would be so mad. I know you would be so upset if you found that medallion, got excited, called, turned it in, and they gave you a little stinky check for $2,500. And then you would say, well, Shaletta said on CCO radio that the maximum prize was $10,000. You got to do all the other stuff first. Now, if you want to keep updated on the clues and the hunt, there's an automated hotline, 651-228-5547. That's 651-228-5547. Happy hunting. We'll be back on The Shaletta Show.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.